So the quality is not good of this.
They've deteriorated over the years.
Yeah.
Do you have sketches too? Eric has a series of sketchbooks, which I haven't looked at in great detail yet, but I think one could see a fascinating process of genesis through a study of these sketchbooks to the manuscript product.
I do not have all the sketchbooks, but quite a few are here.
No,
and the sketchbooks I've seen, the Passacaglia sketch and the little symphony sketchbooks.
Now, it's true also that you have scrapbooks arranged in a roughly chronological manner of reviews.
Oh, yes. I have most of the reviews in Europe, both in Europe and here, where you can see that he had great many performances. And it just shows how much is necessary to establish your name and to keep it alive.
Yes. Yeah. There's a great deal of favorable critical acceptance. And very often, the Zeisel work is singled out as the memorable work on a program.
Yeah, I think the more knowledgeable critics have recognized him as a great talent. As really practically everybody did who came in contact with him. There was never too much question about this. You know, everybody gets rejected once in a while by certain people, you know. But on the whole, I don't think there was a question. But there's a difference when you know that somebody has great talent, and if you want to go through all this difficulty that it meant to perform one of his works. And his works are difficult.
Yes.
They are difficult to perform. Whether they are solo works, you know, that pose tremendous difficulty for the performer, for the conductor, the fact that they were not printed.
Right.
Posed a tremendous difficulty because conductors don't like to work that hard and read written scores.
No.
You know, and there were very few, you know, that would do that.
Mm-hmm. Now you also have extensive holdings of correspondence and papers from which scholars can establish a marvelous network of associations.
Oh yes,
in Eric's
I mean
life
you
and
can
times.
See, yeah. Certainly that, and for myself it was very, you know, yielding information that I had forgotten. I had forgotten about the Feuchtwanger and the Crockett-Johnson project, and then I saw the letters and it brought the whole thing back to my mind. You know, one easily forgets.
Yes.
So many things happen during a year. If I have the time to read more through these letters, I'm sure I will. Have forgotten quite a few important things.
And you also have any number of photographs that give a picture of Eric and his surroundings over the years?
Oh yes, I have very darling photographs that show him in St. Wolfgang. You know, the Salzkammergut is famous for the fact that it rains all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while there's a sunny day and everybody goes around gloriously happy. And I have these pictures with Eric with a big black umbrella, you know, against the sun, making an unhappy face, you know, because the sun was his enemy, and then he was sentenced to live in Hollywood, where it's, you know, the sun shines all the time. It was really an irony of fate.
Mrs. Zeisel, thank you very much for sharing your knowledge, your insights about this remarkable man and artist.